This is Akashvani, the news read by Appu Gapak. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said that India-Canada relations have been steadily progressing in the last few months and both nations are working to restore and reinvigorate the mechanisms ready to advance the partnership. In his opening remarks during the meeting with the Foreign Minister of Canada, Anita Anand, in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar said that India's approach is to move forward with a positive mindset. The External Affairs Minister noted that both sides in today's meeting have made an ambitious roadmap for cooperation in various domains, including trade, investment, civil nuclear collaboration, AI, and energy. The Election Commission today issued notification for the by-election for 8 assembly seats in 7 states. These assembly constituencies are Budgam and Nagrota in Jammu and Kashmir, Anta in Rajasthan, Ghatsila in Jharkhand, Jubilee Hills in Telangana, Tarntaran in Punjab, Dampa in Mizoram, and Nuapara in Odisha. The last date for filing nominations for Jammu and Kashmir and Odisha is the 20th of this month, and for Jharkhand, Mizoram, Punjab, Telangana, and Rajasthan is the 21st of this month. The by-election for those assembly seats will be held on the 11th of November and counting of votes will take place on the 14th of November. The Supreme Court has ordered a CBI inquiry into Karur stampede in Tamil Nadu, in which at least 41 people died during a political rally of Tamilaga Vetri Kazhagam TVK on the 27th of the last month. The party led by Tamil actor Vijay had moved the top court challenging the Madras High Court direction for a special investigation team probe into the incident. The apex court bench of Justices J.K. Maheshwari and N.V. Anjaria ordered a 3-member committee headed by former top court judge Justice Ajay Rastogi to supervise the investigation. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today said that India can become a developed nation only through the path of a production-driven economy. Inaugurating Viksit Bharat Buildathon 2025, Pradhan said that the 21st century is a knowledge-based century and the country is going to lead this knowledge-driven world and economy. Organized by the Ministry of Education in collaboration with Atal Innovation Mission and Niti Aayog, the nationwide initiative invites schools and teachers to empower students from classes 6 to 12 to showcase their creativity and problem-solving skills. Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has announced that recruitment for the Railway Protection Force RPF will now be conducted annually by the Staff Selection Commission. The minister also unveiled several initiatives aimed at upgrading the force with modern technology. Addressing the 41st raising day of the RPF at Valsad in Gujarat, the minister said that RPF personnel will soon be equipped with VHF sets and will receive advanced digital and drone training to enhance their operational capabilities. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today said that PM Gati Shakti has acted as a bridge between macro planning and micro implementation. Addressing the 4th edition anniversary of the PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan in New Delhi, the minister said the initiative transcends over every sector of government and governance. He added that PM Gati Shakti embodies Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of integrated planning and area-based development. During the event, the minister also launched other initiatives under PM Gati Shakti, including PM Gati Shakti Public Platform, PM Gati Shakti Offshore, and NMP Dashboard and LEAPS 2025. Minister of State for External Affairs Kriti Vardhan Singh will be leading the Indian delegation for the 19th midterm ministerial of the non-aligned movement being held in Kampala, Uganda on the 15th and 16th of this month. According to the MEA, Uganda is the chair of NAM for the period 2024-25-26, and the theme of midterm ministerial is deepening cooperation for shared global affluence. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.